Welcome to the Malicious Talk Sports Roundup. Let's recap what went on in the world of sports this past weekend. Let's begin with the big five leagues in European football. In the English Premiership, leaders Manchester City dispatched Brentford by a score of 2-1 with goals from the usual suspect Erling Haaland to remain at the top spot. Arsenal outlasts Tottenham in the North London Derby 1-0 with a goal from Gabriel. Newcastle beat Wolves by a score of 2-1, rounding up the top four. Liverpool drops points in a shocker to Nottingham Forest, 1-0. In La Liga, Barcelona maintains their perfect start to the season with a 4-1 win over, while Real Madrid, Atletico, and Villarreal all get wins to stay level on points behind the leaders. Bundesliga saw a perfect start continue for Bayern Munich as they won over Holstein Kiel, 6-1, led by Harry Kane's hat-trick. Dortmund maintains second after defeating fourth place Heidenheim, 4-2, and Leipzig drew Union Berlin and maintains the third spot. In Serie A, Udinese and Napoli get wins to maintain first and second respectively, while Inter and Juve each draw to end the weekend in third and fourth on the table in the early days of the season, which should see a lot of movement in Italy's very competitive top league. Rounding out the action in the top leagues, we of course have the French Ligue 1, which saw perennial winners PSG win 3-1 over Brest, with 2 from Dembele. Marseille maintains a second place over win. Rounding out the action in the top leagues, we of course have the French Ligue 1, which saw perennial winners PSG win 3-1 over Brest, with 2 from Dembele. Marseille maintains second with a win over Nice, despite a red card from Cornelius. Monaco and Lens draw to finish the weekend in third and fourth respectively. Stateside in college football, all eyes were on the top two teams that have put some distance between themselves and the rest of the pack, Georgia and Texas, who came into the weekend 1-2. Georgia did not help their cause as they eked out a win over the University of Kentucky 13-12, which doesn't bode well with a matchup next week against Alabama. Meanwhile, fellow SEC powerhouse Texas manhandled the University of Texas at San Antonio 56-7 behind Arch Manning, as Quinn Ewers was hobbled by injury early on. The showing was enough to leapfrog the Longhorns over the Bulldogs and has them sitting pretty at number one with a game against Louisiana Monroe next time out. The UFC 306 this weekend, dubbed Noche UFC, for the heavily Mexican-influenced card. Diego Lopez took control early and dominated Brian Ortega to win by decision. In the highly anticipated women's flyweight title match, we saw Valentina Shevchenko defeat Alexa Grasso to recapture the title in this, the third meeting between the two, which now stands at 1-1 and a draw for both ladies. In the co-main event, Mirab Davashvili gets a comfortable decision win over champion Sean O'Malley, who didn't seem to have any answers for the challenger. In boxing this weekend, we saw Caleb Plant get a TKO win over previously undefeated Trevor McCombie. Ruslandi Lara stopped Danny Garcia in a rematch bout, while the headliner Sal Canelo Alvarez gets the unanimous decision win over undefeated Edgar Berlanga to retain the WBA, WBC, and WBO Super Middleweight World Championships, taking his record to 62-2-2. And we finished with some notable games in the NFL. The Bills downed the Dolphins with a strong game from Josh Allen, 31-10. The Dolphins quarterback Tua was knocked out of the game with another serious concussion and is doubtful to play this next weekend. The Raiders surprise Lamar Jackson and the Ravens by a score of 26-23, and the Cowboys get absolutely pummeled by the New Orleans Saints, 44-19. In the most notable matchup of the weekend, the Kansas City Chiefs barely escaped with a victory over Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, as the back-and-forth game was decided by a field goal after a couple of controversial penalties late in the game saw the home team take the win. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been the Malicious Talk Sports Roundup of the weekend's action. We look forward to catching you up next time. Bye for now.